Do we know more about extraterrestrials than we think? When we dig into the extraterrestrial problem, we find many strange events. Some seem like methods designed to communicate with us which we haven't figured out yet. Could they have been designed to only be revealed if we reach a certain level of technology or intelligence? It seems that way to me. Take all those crop circles for example. I am not talking about the phony ones created by people, but the ones which were made without breaking a stalk in the crops, just bending them. We have no way of doing this. Another indication of them not being man-made is the fact many of them cause strange feelings to people who go into the center. Perhaps the symbols are some sort of standard intergalactic intelligence test that aliens administer to the residents of planets which are populated with intelligent beings. If that is true, so far, we have been failing. When I think of the standard for contact which was thought up for Star Trek, which was warp speed capability, it makes me wonder if it should really have been interpretation of certain symbolic messages which are a sort of code. Star Trek was only fiction, but did the reason it was created have anything to do with all those UFO sightings? That very well could have been the basic idea for the show and the different alien races. If crop circles are not some sort of intelligence test, maybe they contain information to help us in some way. This information might be encoded to a point where only people at a certain stage would be able to figure it out, and when they do, would be able to change the world and find out a lot of information on how and when to contact the extraterrestrials and maybe even build better ships to get around the universe. We know nothing about extraterrestrials except for a few bits of information. Let's review what is out there. First of all, they seem to be able to do things with their minds which seem incredible to us, such as paralyzing people and mentally convincing most people they look like us when they don't. When it comes to these things, we don't know if this is a natural ability some of them have or they have some device or devices which are actually doing this or by supplementing their brain power. We know they are all technologically way ahead of us, and all the different shapes of UAPs coming here might indicate they are all from different planets. They seem to have cloaking technology which is something we have been working on for a couple of years. The proof of this became clear in Mexico during a parade when an eclipse took place and revealed a sky full of UAPs which couldn't be seen before or after the eclipse. We have indications they are among us, but most of us don't notice until something goes wrong with their cover, which happens very, very infrequently. Many of us have heard the testimony of some contractors and former military who claim they either saw or interacted with aliens who were helping us on different secret projects. We have found out there are all different types of aliens coming here, and some look more human than others, who can even look bug-like. We know they can fly their ships anywhere they want, and the governments of the world are incapable of stopping them, as witnessed during some of our fleet operations, and their propulsion systems don't seem to put out any heat in some cases. We also know it is being said some of the travelers which are coming here are from the future or some other dimensions which mirror ours but which could be ahead of us in time. Some also suspect the aliens known as the Greys might be a combination of robotics and biology. We also know some aliens don't seem to believe in hiding their bodies in clothes, witness the Greys. We know they are interested in us, and there has been testimony they have visited us in space. I am thinking about a story where NASA employees saw a tall alien in a spacesuit in the cargo bay of a shuttle talking to an astronaut. To hide this fact, it was said the monitors were turned off at NASA, but left on in one room which was behind a clear glass partition which many employees ran to. Every indication is the extraterrestrials which come here either have a warp technology or travel through some sort of wormhole to get here. It has even been said at least one comes from a different galaxy. We know through testimony that some extraterrestrial races seem to be more friendly than others. It has been rumored we have become closer to a race which looks like us named the Nordics, a race of tall blonde aliens which some think might be distant ancestors. Another thing we have found out is extraterrestrials have been coming to the Earth maybe since the beginning of humanity or before and could be responsible for editing our DNA. There are paintings on ancient cave walls depicting UAPs. We suspect not all cultures of aliens get along, and the reason we keep finding crashed UAPs is because they are at war, and every once in a while, they shot a UAP down. It turns out they have some sort of plan for us outside of helping us advance and are using us to create hybrids with alien females. Many abducted men have testified to not only having been forced to have sex with alien females, but later being brought back to meet their hybrid children. This makes many people suppose they are either having a hard time reproducing, or need a race with some human genes to survive for some reason. The bringing back of the men to meet their children does show some races seem to have compassion. There is a theory not shared by everyone who is interested in the extraterrestrials being here, and that theory is they are staging a very long-term non-violent invasion of the Earth. There are several different thoughts on this subject. Some of the ideas are more far out than others. Such as the idea aliens might be responsible for climate warming because they want to transform this world to theirs for some reason, such as it is a dying world. Lastly and not least, is the knowledge they have bases in volcanoes and under the oceans of the world. We suppose this because we have seen them flying in and out of these places. So, you see, we may know more than we think about extraterrestrials.